This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial with your ABCs and 123s. Today, our topic is the mid-year money reset, what to review now so you're stronger by December. As the calendar flips to the second half of the year, it's a natural time to take stock of your financial position. With several months behind you and the rest of the year still ahead, this is a meaningful moment to reassess your goals and progress. For individuals and families with multiple financial priorities, this moment can be especially valuable. A mid-year money reset offers an opportunity to assess progress, confirm priorities, and ensure the second half of the year supports both near-term needs and long-term objectives. A mid-year review isn't about making sweeping changes. It's about making sure your financial plan remains aligned with your goals, your lifestyle, and how the year has actually unfolded. Consider taking the steps below. Revisit your priorities. Mid-year is an ideal time to step back and review how your financial resources are structured across competing goals. Short-term priorities may involve liquidity for planned spending, charitable giving, travel, or home improvement projects. Longer-term objectives often center on retirement, legacy planning, or sustaining wealth across generations. As circumstances evolve, priorities can shift. Revisiting these goals now allows you to adjust how capital is allocated, so your plan remains intentional and coordinated. Evaluate cash flow and spending patterns. Even for higher income households, cash flow deserves regular attention. Seasonal spending, travel, entertainment, and increased activity during the summer months can quietly influence liquidity. Reviewing spending patterns can help ensure that ongoing lifestyle choices are comfortably supported and that discretionary spending aligns with overall priorities. This awareness makes it easier to maintain flexibility without compromising long-term plans. Review debt and leverage decisions. Debt can play a strategic role in a broader financial plan, but it's still important to revisit balances, interest rates, and repayment structures. Understanding how leverage fits within your overall strategy can help ensure it remains supportive rather than restrictive. A review can help confirm that existing obligations remain aligned with cash flow, investment strategy, and risk tolerance. Plan ahead for upcoming milestones and obligations. The second half of the year often brings predictable financial events, from tax planning considerations and charitable activity to education expenses or year-end planning opportunities. Anticipating these needs now can support smoother decision-making later and reduce the need for reactive adjustments. A mid-year money reset is not about starting over. It is about ensuring clarity. With a thoughtful review and guidance from a financial advisor who understands your full picture, you can move into the final months of the year with confidence, knowing your financial strategy continues to reflect both your resources and your goals. This has been your ABCs and 123s with Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.